AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is expected to address attendees at the World Economic Forum in the next few hours. Trump's address in the Swiss town of Davos will focus on his America First agenda. A White House official speaking on condition of anonymity says Trump will also speak about his plans for U.S. dominance in the Western Hemisphere and may also speak about his push to acquire Greenland and what's next for Venezuela after the U.S. captured its former leader, Nicolas Maduro. Another topic expected to draw attention is Trump's Board of Peace, the group tasked with overseeing the Gaza ceasefire plan. A White House official says about 30 countries are expected to join, but did not provide details on which countries were joining. Meanwhile, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says he plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian delegation.
I'm hopeful that all meetings will go well on that subject. We need a peace.
Witkoff made the comments to reporters on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum. Yesterday, Russian President Envoy Kirill Dmitriev met with Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in Davos, and told reporters afterward that the meetings were going constructively. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this morning over Trump's effort to oust Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Trump announced last year he was firing Cook over allegations that she committed mortgage fraud, something she has denied. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to attend today's arguments. In Spain's northeastern Catalonia region, commuter rail service was suspended today after a Barcelona commuter train crashed the night before. At least one person was killed and 37 others injured. This is AP News. U.S. futures were higher and world shares traded mixed ahead of President Trump's speech to the World Economic Forum. The Federal Trade Commission says it's not going to drop its allegations that Meta is a monopoly.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's going to appeal a federal judge's November ruling in a historic antitrust case against Meta. The FTC alleges that for more than a decade, Meta Platforms has illegally maintained a monopoly in social networking. A ruling against Meta would have forced it to spin off its Instagram and WhatsApp. But following a trial, federal judge James Boasberg ruled the company does not hold a monopoly in social networking. Meta says in a statement that the court's decision was correct and that it will remain focused on innovating and investing in America. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.